Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your house will work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African-American.
Thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Or definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And what is your age?
54.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. 10. Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better. Oh, wait,
thinking
no,
about,
wait. Yeah, they're getting better, I guess. They're getting better. I had to think about that one for a minute, but yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about issues facing your country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the following. Protecting abortion rights, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, or border security. You may choose up to two.
As far as making college more affordable.
Okay.
Okay, and then protecting Social Security, Medicare.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Mike Rogers?
Never heard of
him. Tim Scott?
I'm sorry. I'm driving home. It's rush hour traffic.
Don't worry. For Tim Scott?
Yeah, I heard Tim Scott, but then I got the 0 to 100. What was that?
Yeah. Yes, how would you rate?
Zero?
Yes. Zero.
Zero is what?
Zero is that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Towards him, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him.
Favorable, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know who he is.
Don't worry. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Elisa Slutkin?
Zero.
Hill Harper?
90.
Jill Stein?
Who again?
Jill Stein.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Never heard. Okay.
Okay, never heard of.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
Republican in Congress?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
100.
Joe Biden?
100.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
90.
Right. Thank you for those opinions. And no, I know it still is a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
I did not, but I heard about it.
Okay. And even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear, read, or see something about the debate, for example, from friends or online?
Yes, I did.
A lot, some, a little?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. And what did you hear, read, or see about the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And what did you read, see, or hear that makes you more likely towards to support Joe Biden for president?
What did I read,
yes,
see, or yes, hear? Yes. Is that what you're asking me? That made
yes.
me want to support him?
That is correct.
Gosh. These people can't drive. Ah!
We're almost done, man.
I know, but still. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me the other day. Then somebody hit me
sorry,
last year.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I'm a little.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is an open question. You can tell me, what have you read, see, or hear that makes you support more Joe Biden for president?
Specifically, I mean, I know they said that he got off to a rocky start, but that he picked up, you know, in the end, well, in the middle, whatever, and he was, you know, more, he was able to answer the questions more. But we didn't go into what specifically, you know, he said or whatever, what it was.
Okay.
But, I mean, a lot of it is basically, you know, about what Trump is trying to do, Trump lying, and that, yeah, and that's what, and, you know, Biden, you know, basically, you know, called him out on Trump's lie. President Biden called former President Trump out on his lie.
Okay, thank you. And did what you hear, read, or see about the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
What is that, a lot less likely to support him? You want to know
yes.
what I...
no,
what
if,
it was
if you will...
Specific? Oh.
No,
I would not be supporting him at all.
So you will say that you're much less likely.
Correct.
And what did you hear, read, or seat that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
And basically, former President Trump waffles back and forth between his, you know, what he supports and what he doesn't support, things like that. He never sticks with one thing. Specifically, I say abortion rights. He was, you know, when he was president, he basically was very instrumental in getting Roe versus Wade overturned. And now he's trying to say that it wasn't him, it's the state. You know, it wasn't him.
Noted, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence. I will read you the other options as well, for you can choose.
I know, but you can put down definitely number one. That was number one.
Number one, we'll go and note it right now. So, moving on, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rights of white supremacy and nationalism, the stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the lack of quality education opportunities. Besides the Donald Trump getting elected president again, another answer they would like to choose?
Lack of opportunities. I can't remember specifically what you said.
Yes, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Correct. There you go.
Okay. Moving on. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue, okay? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who will be dealing better with this? Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Biden much better.
And protecting and threatening...
Put them back down.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. And protecting and threatening Social Security and Medicare? Who will be dealing with that issue better?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you, who will be dealing with that issue better?
Biden much better.
And implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them? Who will be dealing with that issue better?
Read the question one more time. I didn't hear the beginning.
Yes. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be dealing with this issue better, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
And bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, who will be dealing with this issue better, Biden or Trump?
Biden, much better.
And securing our borders?
Biden, much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or is that it makes no difference?
Yeah, it makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying dark business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. General speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
It was very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of their 4 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Completely disagree.
Strongly disagree then. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often. I actually get it from my daughter, who was always on social media.
Okay, and here comes the question. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X, or other?
Is it from TikTok?
TikTok. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last year of
the schooling that you have completed?
Schooling that I've completed? Yes. 2 years in college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children in teen years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to... Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
There's a few, not a lot at all, hardly any at all, but it is hardly increasing, that's the thing. Yeah, it's increasing.
And how would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
You said urban, suburban, or rural?
Yes.
Urban.
Urban. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
I say yes.
No, your parents. Your grandparents, you mentioned.
Correct.
Yes. Now your...
Oh, grandparents, yes.
And your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
Born outside of...
And
one, yeah, you said one or more of my parents born outside of the U.S. United States. Yes. You said were one or more of my grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
No. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You're... Bye-bye.